Oh, who do I have here?
You don't even. You've got Paul, Scott, Matt, Big Al, Coach, and myself, Bulldog.
Goodness, it must be crowded.
It is. It's really crowded. No, it's actually a huge studio. We're pretty good.
Good.
All right, so now, sex again, recharging your libido. Is this a manual?
It's kind of a manual. It's
okay.
A book about how to rekindle your sex drive. I'm an acupuncturist, and my patients would ask me, you know, look, I want to have sex again. So I tried to find solutions for them, and it's based on some 2,000-year-old Taoist texts from China, and I brought them right up to date for modern patients, and it's full of sex exercises from those 2,000-year-old Taoist texts because, amazingly enough, sex has not changed much in 2,000 years. Everything else has changed a lot, but sex, we're still doing it the same way.
Not always.
Not always?
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe we're not doing it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, all right, so tell me how to recharge. Actually, my friend Matt was having a problem with that. That's why he's here today.
Is he here especially to hear this?
Yeah, he came in just for this.
Well, that's great, Matt.
I need to stop right now because... Caitlin's mother's in town, and they're listening to the show right now.
We will keep this very clean.
My other friend, Matt, not this one.
So in this book, Sex Again, there is a six-week program, and you can sign up for it online, in fact, and do it for free. You get an email a day at sexagainprogram.com, and you start with I start with some breathing exercises. You're going to think that's kind of boring. My husband wrote some sections at the end of each chapter that were a guy's point of view, some of the exercises are more for women, but there are some meditations and some breathing exercises to get you back in your body, and then there's lots of suggestions, lots of tips, some of them from the ancient Taoists, about how to have better sex.
Okay, put me in. 6 weeks, though, that's a long
6 weeks. You get a tip a day for 6 weeks.
A tip a day for 6 weeks. Okay, I'm doing my Kegel exercises now, actually.
Well, that's great. I think I can tell.
Okay.
Bulldog wants to know if you have a 60-second version.
Yeah. Is there any way we can do
that? What, you trying to do it three times?
Nice.
I'm not one to gossip, Beth.
Well, we have a Kegel exercise in the book. We call it the squeeze, and we teach people to do a loop where they loop energy between themselves and someone else, and then they add a little squeeze. It's actually really fun.
I'm sure this sounds like just a ball of fun. Fun for the whole family.
Can you talk more about that looping? How long?
It's the twirl at the end, Scott.
Yeah. One move. Bulldog, could you sketch something out for me quickly? I prefer the pinch.
Uh-huh.
I was really just walking by. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay, so now give me that website again where I get my six-week lesson.
Yes, it's sexagainprogram.com.
I forgot the program part. You should see what comes up when you hit sex again.
Yeah.
Mine's
wow.
A block.
I do know. That's not me. Mine's much more wholesome.
Yes. So tell me about your background, Jill, a little bit. You're an acupuncturist, you said?
I'm an acupuncturist. I work in New York City. I run a center called the Unova Center in New York City, which is the largest acupuncture practice in the United States. I run it with my husband. And I specialize mostly in reproduction and fertility. My first book was called Making Babies, and it was all about how to get pregnant. And you can imagine this book is, you know, going along in a similar theme, really, Sex Again. And I wrote it because my patients were telling me that they didn't feel like having sex and that they wished they did. And I was surprised because it was younger and younger women that were telling me, you know, I just don't feel like it. And so that's why I wrote Sex Again.
When I say they didn't feel like it, what were the reasons they didn't feel like it?
Well, people give me a number of reasons. The first one that people say is, I'm too tired. You know, by the time I get the kids to bed and my day's done, I'm too tired to have sex. People tell me they're too stressed. They say, look, I can't get my head in the game. I'm making my to-do list for tomorrow and worrying about stuff instead of, you know, focusing on sex. And people tell me they don't feel sexy. That's the other thing that people tell me the whole time. And I think we live in one of the most sexualized cultures there's ever been. You know, there's so much porn on the internet and sexual imagery,
and it makes us feel bad about ourselves. Hold on. There's porn on the internet too?
Yeah. Well, I think you just found someone. You typed my website, didn't you?
I never. That porn?
Well, I don't actually know what that is. But, you know, we are bombarded with a lot of sexual imagery, and it makes us feel bad about ourselves. We don't feel like we measure up. We worry that we, you know, have jiggly bits under our arm and cellulite and that we're not as sexy as we were, and I think that that's part of it.
Well, all those things I could relate to. I'm with you there. And then what about, you said the women are coming here. What are the men saying about the reason they're...
Well, men, too, say that they feel under pressure, that they're tired and stressed, very similar. My husband treats men in our practice, and I treat the women, and they come to him, and they tell him, you know, I just I'm exhausted and not feeling it. Men sometimes complain of boredom, and, you know, sometimes they mistake that for lack of attraction, and often it's just boredom. And so in Sex Again, we come up with lots of new possibilities and things to try to, you know, spice it up a little.
One word, chaps.
It works for Bulldog. That's what he tells me.
Why am I the victim here, being attacked?
I now have a visual. I'm just saying. Thank you.
You spice it up with chaps.
Actually, we got to go. I have to get on Paul's casting couch. It certainly sounds like this program. Now, what is the success rate of people who go through the 6-week program?
It's a little hard to measure because obviously, you know, your definition of success is different. But my patients love it. I have a woman who's 78 doing it with her husband at the moment, and I have young kids who got married.
That's a bad
I was going along with you. You said it's a little hard to measure. I was going to let that one slip. But if you can make your own sex stories, I'm going to pass.
You know, it's funny you were saying how certain men don't feel like they measure up. You know, I got all excited when Ron Jeremy was in the hospital. I figured if anything happened, it would bring the curve down.
He's doing better, though, out here.
Yes. Matter of fact, we just spoke to him.
We did.
Good.
And he said he's doing a lot better, and he will be back up and up and up again.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. All right. So now the book Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. This is the book version of the website?
This is a much fuller version. On the website, we can sign you up for a daily email for 6 weeks. But the book has all the information in. It's from the ancient diaries, 2,000-year-old information brought right up to date for modern couples. And it takes you through a 6-week program to get your mojo back.
Get your mojo back. All right. Now, I just went here. I just happened to open the book, and it was the four of the guys. Porn is one of the main reasons that guys don't have sex?
Porn can be. It can be. It can be very distracting. And you know, if you're going to have sex with the same person over and over again, if you're going to be in a long-term relationship, it's important to put your energy there and to find meaning there. And it can be really distracting and depleting. And so I'm not anti-porn in any way, but I do think that in relationships it can kill your sex drive. And there's actually research that shows that too.
I've heard this is like the third time we've heard this in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From experts like you.
Yeah.
All right. The book is Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. Jill Blakeway, and give me your website one more time.
Yes. Sexagainprogram.com.
Sex Again Program. 6 weeks. I'll be signed up. I'll see what happens. I'll call you in 6 weeks.
Yeah, let me know.
Or if it starts working faster, I'll call you in 3 weeks. I'll be in New York tomorrow. See you later. All right,
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.